penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
NAWCB, this is KYNU.
KYNU, this is NAWCB. Good evening to you. Well, back at it today. How did work go on this balmy Tuesday?
Oh, wasn't too bad. I did backup today, so it wasn't bad at all. And then I got Saturday, half a Saturday and half a Sunday off, so it's going to be a good week.
Well, at least those days are approved there for you, and you know, like you say, that has kind of cut the weekend down a little bit, so hopefully the sixth on Saturday and Sunday will go quickly, and that way you can early and go watch the performances there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited for the girls. They're excited, a little nervous about it, but I think they'll do all right. I'm excited for them.
I'm sure they'll do just fine. For, just starting out, I'm sure that, take that into consideration there. So I'm happy for them in that light.
Yeah, for sure. How are you guys doing? How's your day today?
Doing pretty good. I got the lawn done yesterday and did some watering today. I did a lot of stuff last week, so I'm kind of glad with it getting the temperatures going up and then seeing the air quality. I've not had to spend as much time outside, and I'm working on leaves dissertation now, his chapter 3. So proofreading that and enjoying that process there for him and reviewing his work. He's done a good job there. But other than that, we're doing pretty good.
Good. You guys able to stay cool? House keeping cool?
Yeah, Yeah, actually, it's not bad. So far today, downstairs is cool. I think it's about 70 degrees. Upstairs is a little bit warmer, probably about 72. I think we've maintained pretty decently up here, so we haven't had to turn the air conditioner hasn't been on, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Please keep it up with the weather there, and anyway, keep the house cool for you.
Yes, yes indeed. I think it's pretty good. We run about maybe if we keep it about 75, especially up here. We usually run at about 72 downstairs. So I might keep it about 75 or a little under. It seems to do the job pretty good. They got the ceiling fans going, a couple others, so it should do the job.
Good, good.
Well, at least, like I say, at least for you guys, you got that that air conditioner that the person there is giving you there, and at least you can see, whether it's a living room or your room or what is movable or that. At least that'll help you guys out.
Yeah, for sure. It works out really well. It keeps the house pretty cool, and I think if we had two of them, we're looking at getting the second one. I think if once we get the second one, it actually does pretty decent. I think it would cover the whole house.
I'm sure it would. It probably, like I say, would benefit at least for you guys to sleep at night, stay cool, and then, like I say, the rest of the house is the main living area for you. It would probably benefit you.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. We got a gate for the hallway because we've had to shut the door for the bathroom because the miniature one will go in and play in the toilet, and so we closed the bathroom for them, but we ended up getting a gate for the hallway, so now we keep the bedrooms open and the bathroom open, so it's not like they won't get as hot as they would if they were shut up.
Yeah, that'll help them to sleep better at night. I know a couple of children that used to do that places where we lived previously. We had to put a hook there way up high in the bathroom door so small children from playing in the bathroom, if you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. he's very mischievous. We've had to put locks on each of the cabinets because he'll go in and pull everything out of the cabinets in the kitchen and then play inside the cabinet. So like, no, this isn't gonna work. We're gonna close this off so he can't do that.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing. You definitely don't want him creating havoc in the kitchen and dumping stuff all over the place, especially with his food, or making more mess to clean up. That doesn't work out so well. You'll definitely have to keep him occupied with his toys and his brothers and sisters, I guess.
Yeah, he's a little mischievous, get into things and stuff. Even if he has his own toys, he still likes to get into things. He, to touch my radio. I was like, no, those are off limits. You don't touch those. And he thinks it's fun. It's like, no, I'm not having fun. And this is not fun. It's serious. Like,
NAWCB, yep, definitely wants to expand his horizons there. definitely gotta set those boundaries, I guess. That's the time to do it when they're little there, just to set the boundaries, what they can touch, what they can't, what they can do and what they can't do. So that's good. Glad you guys are doing that.
Yes, and hey, you know, later on in life, if you want to grab a ham radio, I'm totally good with that. But it looks like right now, not so much.
Yeah, maybe one of these days that he can get into the hobby. Today, he could definitely cause some mischief there in the band there for Daddy. Don't want that type of a reputation. Don't want that to happen.
Nope, not at all. So, try to be careful with stuff. That's right. Hopefully one day he'll become a ham radio operator and get him and Zach and Micah all into the hobby.
Yeah, definitely in that way, and you know, who knows? Maybe granddaughter or daughter's there could take it up as well. It'd be interesting to see what direction. Like I say, it's interesting to see what direction these kids are going in, what they like, what they don't like, and you know, each of them are unique and different. To see what direction that they'll take. But who knows, man? Could be hands, maybe not.
That's true. That is very true. So, but, yeah, I don't know. It's fun. Hopefully they get into something good, something that they can enjoy, you know, whatever. I'll support them in whatever they do.
Yeah, that's it. You know, stuff that'll keep them occupied, keep them out of trouble, give them something constructive to do, you know, a hobby or something that they like to do, or point them in a career choice, or you know, whatever, wherever it takes them there. Absolutely, I'm definitely praying for him towards that end, in their lives ahead.
Yeah, definitely. So, good stuff. I was going to tell you something I just totally forgot. It's just like, I had a senior moment there.
It'll come back to you. I definitely have a few of those senior moments there. It's like, what was I going to say, or what was I going to do, or what did I come up here for? Especially in this house, coming up and down the stairs, it's like, why am I up here? And then go back downstairs and say, oh yeah, that's why. And they're going to turn around and come back upstairs again.
Yeah, I've done that a few times. It's like, wait a minute here, this, I'm too young for this, I can't be having this, that's part of getting old, I guess, I don't know.
Yeah, unfortunately, Mom and I are in a place that, you know, it's the realization that, you know, not as sharp as we once were, and you can't do what we once did, and, just that realization. Sometimes, you know, get kind of frustrated about it, because after that realization, and saying, hey, this is what I can do, and work around the strengths that you have, and work around it, and we can kind of make up for it, I guess, in other ways.
I've had to slow down a little bit and just kind of like reevaluate things and like, all right, can't do this, I can't, you know, can't do that. And one of the days, my arthritis, it was one of the humid days, it was in the rain, and my arthritis just hurt. And I'm like, nope, I can't do this, and just kind of, I guess, just take it easy, take it slow, and enjoy what you can do, I guess.
That's it. That's it in that way. I try to be a little bit more deliberate and kind of take it slow and getting up and firing up or bounce down the stairs. So I have to kind of be a little bit more deliberate my movements and think about what to do, and if I can do this today, and if I can do that something else tomorrow, it seems to work out better for me, and I feel like you accomplish something, but, you know, not overdoing it, you're overwhelmed or tired in that. But yeah, and especially with arthritis, it does take a lot out of you. You're painful and hurt, so you know you're exerting more, and that it makes it hard.
Okay, well, yeah, I don't know. It's just one of those things. It's just like all of a sudden, you know, you're going along, and you know, you're able to do this, and then one day it just hits you. And they weren't wrong. I forget who it was that was telling me, when you hit your, you know, late 30s, early 40s, it just hits you like a brick, a load of bricks, and you know, you wake up one morning, and your knees hurt, your hips hurt, you can't remember what you're supposed to do, and you're fortunate if you can remember.
WHCM.
Well, that's the good thing about having kids, especially as you get older. You were helped a lot doing the various things, especially when I was laid up there, stepped up there and helped out. I know I helped my dad or my grandpa get laid, mowing the lawn or taking the things, and helped him out. Glad you got the tips there that
I am. I've got a good family and good set of kids, good wife, and it helps out. We understand the hip issues and the joint issues and stuff like that. So she knows what I go through in the morning and late evening.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. WHCM.
Yeah, I get you on the chiropractor. Yeah, yesteryear. I cover, we were going back in the day, once a week to the chiropractor. Now, we have been, I think, for a couple of years, maybe a little bit longer. But, it'll cover everything, and that makes it hard. If you can do that, that also helps out.
Yeah, for sure. It does. Just take it easy and do what you can. And like I said, just pace myself and, it's all good.
Yes, absolutely. I concur with you on that. Well, there's definitely encouragement in that way. It's hard. I found especially in the 12-hour stuff, even when I work days and 8 hours, trying to get to bed at a good time and getting up early, you're trying to catch up, especially, if you're working all the shifts or even at work at midnight, it's hard to catch up on sleep and rest.
It does. And it's like, we've been going to bed around 9, and it's like, you go to bed around 10 o'clock, and it's just an hour, but it's an hour, and it makes a difference, and so it's just part of aging, I guess. I don't know. It's something else. But anyways, I'm home, so I'm going to head in here and relax, unwind for a little bit. We're supposed to get some weather tomorrow, so give you a heads up on that. Once I get some further on it, I'll update the Discord there and get things going there. But you guys enjoy your evening, and appreciate you coming north with me, and hopefully you guys have a good night.
WHCMS.
Indeed, yes. Thanks for the ride along there. Enjoyed the conversation there, and definitely talking definitely talking about the aging process that makes the change of life and that, but hey, the bottom line, not as good, always. And, anyway, hey, it's good you've got a day off tomorrow, you got tonight ahead, so let's enjoy it, head on in with the family, and get some dinner and relax, but yeah, we'll definitely be keeping an eye on the Discord app and keeping an eye on the weather tomorrow. But anyway, tell the family hi, 73 is an 88 to you and yours, and we'll talk again. NAWTV is clear on your mic.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi, and enjoy your evening. 73s and 88 to Mom. KYMU, Claire.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
This is WPRY 950 doing a radio check.
KF8AKV hears you.
I hear you loud and clear over here. Where are you located?
You're going to have to Google it to find it. Muir is a small town in Ionia County. How about yourself?
I'm in East Lansing.
Well, yeah, you've probably never been through Muir, but if you go straight north to St. John's and hang a left.
Yeah, it's true that I haven't been out that way for sure.
I'm slowly getting things around. There's a 7 o'clock net out of Grand Rapids I like to listen to and sometimes participate in.
Very good. Yeah, I just was got an antenna here for my my vehicle, and I just wanted to see how it was doing.
I hear you fine. Did you put in W8ECI yet?
I'm not sure I understand what you mean.
Do you have W8ECI programmed into your radio?
Oh, no.
Because this one is actually part of a link system. Everybody from south of Detroit to up way north of Saginaw listens in.
Copy that.
Well, can I get your call sign one more time so I can write you down?
WRPY 950.
I haven't seen a call sign like that before. That's very interesting.
Am I not allowed to be on this one with a TMRS clearance, or do I need a ham for this?
KF8DPZ, comment.
I think I know what you're going to say, but go right ahead. I got to get ready for this net.
Well, thank you for letting me in for a minute. To the man with the GMRLS license, you are correct. You are in the amateur band, and you are not supposed to be out here right now.
Thank you.
KF8AKV. I don't think I'm going to write it down. I'm not going to snitch anybody out, but live and learn. That's what I'm going to chalk it up to.
Yeah, copy that. I don't want to get in any trouble either, so anyway, I got a delivery I got to make. KF8DPV clear.
Good talking with you. KF8AKV will be 73.
KC9EQW Mobile, listening. Station calling, I think I might have doubled on you. This is KC9EQW Mobile.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.
KC8ELQ, KE8DLN.
Yeah, 555, sir.
Okay, roger that. Thanks for the test. KE8DLN out.
Not a problem. Anytime. KE8ELQ.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.